Alan, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you got me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Yeah, please walk us through your triumph tonight here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah, so, you know, with the invert, we certainly started a little further back than we wanted to. And, you know, short stages and competition caution and a lot of cautions there to start. It was just kind of hard for us to work our way through there. And we did eventually and kind of got in the top five. And once we got up there, we can figure out what kind of car we had. And our car, I don't think, was quite as fast as it was the other night and a little bit too free. So we suffered there a little bit and tried to improve it. And I think we got it better and had a loose wheel and a fortunate caution to get the loose wheel fixed. And then at the end there, Chase made some adjustments. We adjusted on the car and he was able to pass Kevin to win the race. So it was a great day for us.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor for questions. We'll start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, Alan, how much does having fast cars help kind of heal any either frustration and everything over what maybe happened on Sunday?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, a lot. I mean, having an opportunity to win's a huge thing, and we've had a lot of opportunities to win, and it's obviously been pretty well documented that we didn't do that as much as we would have liked, and knowing we could come here with a good car and a chance to win again and put ourselves in that position again and overcome it was good. You know, I mean, if the race on Sunday night, if that was really the only shot we had all year, we hadn't had cars that had speed to win, it would have been even that's much more devastating, but we've had really good cars. So, yeah, it worked out.
And Chase, he didn't indicate that he felt this way, but I was curious whether you were concerned that he might feel like you wouldn't have confidence in him to be able to kind of stay out on old tires and win.
Oh, no. I have the utmost confidence in him. I think he's the best driver out here and he's showing it. And you know, that situation was, there's a lot of factors that went into it, and our struggles earlier in the race probably influenced me more than I should have let it. And you know, it didn't work out. But we're also assuming that we stay out and we win the race. So it's just tough. It's just a tough situation.
But thank you.
Tons of confidence in him. We miss you, Bob. Hopefully you'll be back soon.
Our next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with the question, Jeff.
Alan, can you walk us through what those hours and days since Sunday night were like for you, your own personal experience and taking the heat from the call and everything that went into that?
Yeah, it's – I don't know. I mean, it wasn't – obviously wasn't a great feeling and you know, it's I don't base my self-worth on other people's opinions or, you know, if I'm doing a good job based on what other people say, but certainly I'm a human being too. And you know, you don't, when you get kind of that many rocks thrown at you, it doesn't feel great, but yeah, I mean, it was a long couple of days, but at the end of the day, you just gotta look past it and move on.
Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead with your question, Jordan.
As a crew chief, after you have a race like Sunday, does it shake your confidence at all? Does it make you doubt yourself at all?
No. I think you have to be a little bit hard-headed to do this job, and you have to, have to find a way to improve, and just you have to kind of shake it off, and it's, you know, it's professionals are super fickle and you know, one day you're good and one day you're terrible and you just get used to that.
What was the conversations like with Chase Sunday night and then the next few days afterwards?
Chase and I, you know, we were always, you know, in lockstep on all those decisions, and I have the most confidence in him and I feel like he does in me, and we never, I mean, we certainly felt bad on Sunday. I think both of us did, you know, not only for ourselves, but for all the guys at the shop and everybody that worked so hard, and for Napa and for HMS and for Mr. Hendrick and, you know, Kelly Blue Book, all our sponsors. I mean, we felt bad, but we certainly knew that we just had to move past it.
Thank you very much.
Our next question will come from Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Alan, obviously with the new social distancing protocols and guidelines, this is the first time that you got to react to a race win with those in place. I saw you were kind of giving some air high fives to some people on the pit box and walking down pit road. What has that been like overall for you, adjusting to that, and then specifically tonight, not really being able to celebrate physically with your team?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because that team camaraderie and that's really the best part of our sport. And I think that's my favorite thing, is working together with a group of guys and overcoming adversity and then being able to celebrate that together and enjoy that accomplishment together. And, you know, look, it's still a great feeling, but certainly you miss that, intimacy, and you miss that ability to high five and kind of go through that. I mean, but certainly it's a small price to pay. There's a lot of people in a lot worse position than we are. So we're fortunate to be here. We're fortunate to be able to do what we love to do. And it's not ideal, but it's really good.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Stephen Conley. Go ahead with the question, Stephen. Well, we'll go next to Jim Utter. Go ahead with the question, Jim.
Alan, could you talk a little bit about what the feeling is right now at Hendrick Motorsports, where you guys have been consistently talked about as having the fastest cars, considering everything that's gone on the last few years, and then you guys being able to capitalize on that tonight by going to victory lane?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited and proud, and we're happy with our Chevy Camaro. The thing's a rocket ship, and we appreciate all the work that's gone into it, and it's fun to race, and we feel like we've got a really competitive car. It's not been easy. You know, we've had to work through split shifts and you know, social distancing circumstances and all types of, you know, the things that everybody's had to go through with COVID, and it's been tough. And, you know, that's something I'm really proud of. Not only Hendrick Motorsports, but certainly the nine guys. There's a group of guys on the nine team that typically go on the road, and ultimately they can't go on the road anymore based on the roster. So those are the guys who are working tirelessly at the shop to prepare these cars. So everybody back there is doing an amazing job, and to be able to bring cars like this to the tracks, a true testament to their ability. And I'm really proud of that, and you know, super proud of everybody at HMS. And I think we've all stuck together, you know. We've all fought through it. We've not had the years we wanted over the last three or four, and we've stuck together and kept fighting. And now I think we're, you know, getting to a position where we can contend.
Alan, have you had enough races this season where you can say how much the change to the Chevy body has contributed to the effort this year?
Well, I certainly, you know, that's a contributing factor, and, you know, a lot of hard work at the shop and a lot of work in the off season and a lot of collaboration and all those things. A lot of collaboration with Chevrolet and all those things have paid off to put us in a really good position and in a spot where we can really, really, really compete.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Yeah, Alan, when we talked during the pause, you had said that you kind of thought that what happened the first part of the season would probably carry over to the first few races early on because of the challenges of getting equipment and updating stuff for teams. That seems to have played out. Will there be a point where you're going to see teams make a challenge, or how much more difficult is it in this season, in this unique season, to try to catch up?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think it's going to unfold. I feel like, you know, we raced some really competitive teams, and, you know, the 4 car and the 18 car and, you know, the 22 and whoever else, the 19 and all those guys, I mean, they're going to work hard, and they're not going to be down for long. I mean, they're going to be improving, and we've got to do the same thing. We've got to continue to improve and continue to get better on and off the track and execute better and you know, all facets of what we do. So it's a very interesting dynamic. I can't say that any of us have gone through this, and we don't know ultimately what's going to transpire. But I certainly think that there's certainly room for everyone to improve, and I have every expectation that our competitors will.
Is that going to come up maybe in the next month when there's not, you know, 16 races in 12 days seemingly?
Yeah, I think you know, right now you're going to see a lot of just being able to execute and bring quality cars and do the I want to say basic, because none of this is basic, but do the fundamental things that we take for granted. The teams that can do that well are going to be successful. And then once we transition more back to a normal situation, I do think that then there probably will be a bigger opportunity to work on performance enhancement.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Our next question will come from Zach Sterniello. Go ahead, Zach.
Alan, seeing Chase win the truck race on Tuesday night, did that do anything to help kind of maybe erase any lingering sting or tension from Sunday night? Obviously, I know it doesn't fix what happened Sunday, but did seeing Chase win that race do anything for you and the team?
Not really. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I thought the whole Bounty and Kevin putting it up and Chase racing it and Kyle putting his best effort into it was very entertaining. You know, it's no surprise that, you know, certainly two of the best guys in our sport, and I'd argue two of the best guys on the planet driving race cars, went into doing that and had a good race. So it was entertainment. You know, happy for Chase. It was a cool thing. And as always, he handled himself really well and did an amazing job. So it was more fun. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt to laugh, and there was some funny circumstances in there, but it was good entertainment.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead with your question, Ashley.
With having shown the speed at the intermediate tracks and the restricted plate tracks, how much confidence does that now give you going into the first short track of the season at Bristol?
None, really. I love Bristol. It's a great track. It's a lot of fun, but it's got its own unique challenges and it's got its own unique circumstances. So I don't really feel like there's much for many of the tracks that we've raced that's going to correlate to Bristol. It's its own animal. So I'm excited to get there and race it. And, you know, the dynamic of the track changing and rubber and the grip compound and no practice and all that's going to be significant there. So that'll be a pressure cooker. So it'll be fun.
Our next question will come from Jacob Sealman. Go with your question, Jacob.
Yeah, Alan, kind of following off of something you alluded to from Dustin's question earlier, you mentioned you guys have to keep pushing forward and keep trying to find speed. In this environment, and really with how tight the top of the field is right now, how tough is it as a team when you're sitting on top or close to the top like you guys are? How tough is it to not get complacent and to keep reaching for more, keep trying to find those extra tenths?
It's not hard. You know, you're only as good as your last result. And as soon as you think you're, you know, in a position, you know, you're going to be better than everybody else, you're going to get knocked down pretty quick. So I've been through it enough in my career that, yeah, it's too, it's, this is a top this is the pinnacle of motorsports. You know, this is it's too many good people to think that you're gonna be able to walk through the park and just stroll along. You gotta work.
Well, Alan, congratulations on the win. Good luck on Sunday at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate everybody for sticking around.
Good deal.